We see speech recognition a lot in our everyday lives. For instance, automated captioning on YouTube or voice-to-text apps on our smartphones. But this software can get translations really wrong if the speaker is a person of color. That's what researchers at the University of Washington found. Rachel Tatman wanted to know why there was a disconnect. The UW linguistics grad told Catherine Banwell of KUOW's race and equity team what's behind the problem.
So what I found was that there were really strong differences in accuracy across dialect regions with general American speakers. So that's sort of the prestige newscaster variety. And then looking at race, I found that Caucasian speakers had by far the lowest error rate, and the African American speakers and speakers with a mixed racial background had higher error rates.
Why do these captioning systems not understand people of color?
It's a hard problem. My hypothesis is that one reason is that we're not giving our systems enough training data from speakers from diverse backgrounds. So they don't see a lot of African-American speakers or Chicano speakers in their training data. And then later, when it's time to recognize those speakers, they don't as easily. Machines also don't have the same knowledge that we have as social beings of how people from different backgrounds speak differently and what to expect in terms of who is in a certain background and how they might use speech. When you are using Cortana or Siri or Google Play, and I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming a lot of those systems, they are taking your speech and then feeding that back into the model to help improve it later on down the line. And customer data tends to be from people who are more affluent. So I would also guess that people from lower socioeconomic statuses who maybe didn't get the iPhone or maybe aren't going to buy the iPhone 10 the day it launches, maybe they won't be recognized as well because speech from people like them is less well represented in the databases.